I'm headed back to Petoskey. I just watched a sheriff cruiser just go straight into the curb. That was hilarious. Anyway. Oh, shoot, what was I going to say? I forget. Oh! The whole, 8-6 isn't really working. The thing that really frustrates me the most is whenever 8-6 is down, nobody does anything. Nobody goes to a different channel. Nobody does anything. They're just like, oh, the repeater's gone. Can't talk to anybody. That's probably the most frustrating thing because there are so many other repeaters around that work and cover generally the same area, and nobody uses them. They're there for a reason. And, I mean, Simplex, too. Like, nobody goes over to Simplex. Like, a couple times that 8-6 have gone down, I wouldn't hear anybody anywhere else. And, like, that's not a really great sign because, like, let's say we have a lot of infrastructure go down and 8-6 goes down. Other systems are up. Nobody switches to anything else. It's just, oh, we can't communicate. We don't have an 8-6 repeater.
Oh, I know. It's like right now Verizon's having issues. I talked to a couple people who are having issues because Verizon's having an issue. So there's people like, oh, my phone's doing this and going this. And, yeah, Verizon's having an issue. So they're probably doing some upgrades all around the east side of the U.S. and all the towers are having issues. I heard two people say that today, and it's like, yeah, that happens. And, you know, it's like people don't know what our frequencies there are. They just want one repeater to talk on. That's why, you know, I've got ham and I've got my GMRS, but there's only one GMRS up here active right now. So, you know, it's one of those things.
WAPC.
There's like four GMRS repeaters. The one at Munson, I think there's one at HDR, and then there's another one I discovered yesterday on 50, but I'm not quite sure where that's at. It's not Cadillac. It's something else, and it doesn't have a PL on it.